Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about Republicans and how Republicans are evil bigots, essentially. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 323-843-6160. I'd be happy to take your call and discuss with you your thoughts on the matter. Republicans are not what they once were. That is the fact, actually. You know, many Republicans will constantly cite the fact that Abraham Lincoln began their party, essentially, and that and act as if the Republican Party is the same party of Lincoln, when in reality it is a completely different party today. And it has been pretty much since Reagan kind of took it over in the 80s, and even before that to some degree. But essentially, since he began with his presidency, most of the Republicans that once were began to kind of dissipate and sort of meld into the new party. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how liberals and Republicans differ, and especially ask the question, how is it that a liberal can even possibly have any respect for a conservative Republican these days, when truthfully their entire platform is based on hatred, bigotry, and also falsehoods, you know, things that are not even true. Things that they will proclaim are true, of course, because they have no other way of defending themselves. They will to the end claim that what they say is true, as factual, but in truth, it's not factual at all. Anyone outside of the Republican Party or outside of the teabaggers, as I call them, can deduce what isn't is not true. It seems like the Republicans are under some sort of spell, but let's just go over quickly the highlights of what the facts are about Republicans generally. Republicans are essentially homophobic, racist, over-religious hypocrites. They're sexist, they're anti-abortion, anti-freedom, really, honestly. And they're gun-trotting assholes. You know, really, honestly, that's what they are. And almost every Republican is a white, lower or to middle class, undereducated person from the South, meaning the majority of them reigns pretty much from stupid to dumb fuck stupid. So, you know, most Republicans are from the South and are from the lower to middle class echelons. So, which is why it's so ironic and bizarre why they would vote for people whom have their self-interest in mind. No, not at all. They vote for people who are completely opposed to their own self-interest, and they vote for these people based on social reasons and social policies, not because of anything else. They'll say it's because of their economic outlook or their policies, but truthfully, Republicans vote based on their social policy. But let me continue. You know, Republicans always say they love America, and every time they see an American flag, they just like fucking come in their pants, and they have to put American flags and stickers saying I love America everywhere on their cars and on their lapels and wherever, and that means somehow that they're patriotic and that they love their country. But the reality is that someone who loves their country understands that it is imperfect. It is not perfect. And that loves America understands, because of the freedom of speech in this country that we have, understands that when people speak out against our country, it's because we care about it and we want it to be better, not because we are not patriotic or don't love America. Everyone, I think most Americans know that America is imperfect, but this is pretty much as good as it gets in this world. However, you don't have to be running around with a fucking gun on your fucking truck and a flag on your window or your lapel to make yourself patriotic. Speaking out against your country, or the people who are running it, rather, is what patriotism really is. Republicans also love their constitutional rights, freedom of speech, religion, assembly, etc. But the thing is, why do they always hate other people's religion and try to stop them from practicing it and not letting people have freedom of speech unless they approve of it? So, conservatism in general is just pretty much evil. So, I mean, Republicans are kind of the shit of America. And people wonder why other countries hate us so much. Well, it's because of Republicans. They're the nutbags of this fucking place. You know, our last president before, Obama was Bush. And he fucked up this country more than it ever was before. I mean, he started a war that didn't need to be fought, which resulted in billions of dollars in tax money and thousands of people dead on both sides, many of them, innocent civilians and children. And what did we get for that? Not a fucking thing. We had a war so that the people who started the war could benefit from it, the wealthy people, people like the Bushes and the Cheneys and the people that they were in bed with, of course, so Halliburton, et cetera. So that is the only reason the war was ever started. The people who attacked us in 9/11 had nothing to do with who we attacked. Anyway, and he also wanted to do more drug tests in schools, and he was a fucking crack addict or cocaine addict, whatever. He cut funding to the Violence Against Women's Act, which was an organization to protect women from violence and rape, and he claimed that homosexuals, were sinners and tried to push a bill to deny partnerships and rights to homosexuals. And he killed more people, as a governor in all of American history. So, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. So as you can see, it just takes one Republican to fuck up a country. And no wonder they love it so much, because they put all the fucking shit into it. And, all through the Republicans, oversight, we have had a country that has gone spiraled down, down, down. And although they'll never go away, with all their teabagging parties, we can still fight their sickness, which honestly, I do think these people are mentally ill. And it's not because they have a difference of opinion than me. It's because I really do think that these people have a mental illness. to vote for someone that is completely opposed, or their actions that they themselves tell you they are going to do something that is completely opposed to what your own personal self-interests are, and still vote for them because of their social policies instead of what's going to do you the best, because you don't like gay people or because you don't believe in abortion or whatever, is fucking bullshit. So this is the reason we have issues with Republicans. This is the reason that I cannot stand most Republicans, because they are not rational human beings. They vote and they espouse their beliefs based on bullshit, bigotry, lies that are told to them and completely that they completely buy into for some reason. Now, you can be a Republican and actually not believe this shit. But unfortunately, that's what I'm trying to get at here. Who Republicans are now are not who they once were. So, for example, it used to be that Republicans meant they stood for smaller government, and they stood for having personal responsibility. Essentially, those were the two main tenets of the Republican Party. Those were things that I, can agree to some extent. Of course, I agree that the government should not be so huge that it is, all-encompassing, omnipotent, or whatever. But I do believe, as a liberal, that we do need the government as well to protect us, obviously, militarily, to provide services to this country, et cetera, to keep peace in the country, et cetera. So, and also services such as, libraries and school systems and all these things. To imagine a country or a world where government does not exist, which some Republicans or Tea Partiers actually believe in, or no taxes, is ludicrous and is not even, possible. If you want an anarchy, if you want that sort of thing, yeah, it's possible. But to have a civilized country, it's not possible to not have a government. The other thing is to have personal responsibility. I personally, of course, believe in personal responsibility, a person's, responsibility to take care of themselves, a person's responsibility to, pull themselves out of their bootstraps and all that crap. Of course, people should take care of themselves if they can. But the fact is, in this country, there is a huge disparity between of opportunity, not just based on race, but on socioeconomic factors as well. So if you are, for example, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant heterosexual male, you obviously will have far more advantages than someone who is a, let's say, African-American, gay, handicapped, somebody, atheist or something. So my point is, those two people do not start out life on the same footing, even before they've developed their own beliefs or anything, just based on race or socioeconomic status, because one person lives in, Compton and the other person lives in Beverly Hills. That obviously puts these two people on different footings. Now, is the government's responsibility to make sure that these people have equal opportunity in this country? I do think it is. Yes, I do believe that the United States government has a obligation to make sure that everyone has the same equal footing to begin on. And so sometimes we need to give some people a leg up in order to start out on the same level. It's not saying just giving people free money or giving people free welfare or giving people free, whatever, just because they ask for it. It's giving it to people who actually truly need it because of handicaps or being disabled or whatever the case may be. And there are people out there who cannot survive. They'd be on the streets or whatever without government assistance. And the other thing that pisses me off about Republicans is, they don't believe in having a fucking they don't believe in having a national health care, or Obamacare, as they love to call it, right? But they're fine with Medicare. Oh, Medicare is great. Yeah. All fucking Medicare is fucking Obamacare for people over 55. That's the only difference, really. I mean, there's some differences, but basically it's the same fucking thing. And so for them to say, but Medicare is fine, don't take away my Medicare, but we don't want Obamacare, fuck that. Well, fuck them. This is the same fucking thing. And all the other civilized countries in the fucking world have, their own healthcare system to some degree, or at least assistance. They may not have single payer necessarily like Canada or some other places, but they do have their own healthcare systems. And those people have far less instances of obesity and instances of heart disease, et cetera, than our country does. And of course, our country is a bunch of fat fucks, it's what we are here because we eat too much fast food and everything else. But the fact is, our healthcare system does not work. If you need healthcare in this country, for example, and you are someone who is unemployed. You're unemployed because you were laid off, for example. Someone who was laid off from their job, and they cannot afford COBRA because COBRA costs twice as much as they were paying. So say they were paying $200 a month for their insurance when they were on their job, and now they're paying, you know, $500 a month or $600 a month for their family, or $1,000 or even $2,000, depending on how many people are in their family. So they can't afford that when they're unemployed. So COBRA really doesn't do shit for them. So they need something to help them in case they get sick, they fall, they break their leg, they, I don't know, have a heart attack or something, in case, you know, something happens to them without their insurance. So if you don't have insurance, what are you supposed to do? The government is here to help you, to step in, to say, look, you know, you're on your last leg. You can't help yourself right now because you're unemployed. You've looked for a job for 2 years. You can't find a job. No one will hire you. McDonald's won't hire you because they say you're overqualified. So-and-so won't hire you because they say you're underqualified. I mean, you know, this is the fact that people truly are dealing these days with these kinds of issues. I mean, this is not something that is made up. This is something that people are actually dealing with these days. And it's not just people who are, you know, fast food workers or something. It's people who are CEOs or CFOs or, you know, doctors and attorneys and everything as well. Even attorneys actually are doing bad these days. So to say that the government shouldn't help you is ridiculous. So let's think about now the fact, the 30 things, you know, I'm going to talk to you about Republicans that essentially they're using to destroy America today. You know, no one, I mean, really, the fact is, you know, they have a threat. They've made a threat, basically. Republicans threaten our country. And they're always saying that about liberals and saying that we are going to destroy the country, the liberals, me being one, of course. And the truth is, Republicans have been on attack, you know, nonstop since day one. And their targets have, you know, included education, the environment, the middle class, unions, healthcare, women's reproductive rights, and marriage equality for gays and lesbians. And really, they haven't offered anything on a positive note. Their goal seems only to be to essentially roll back, you know, everything that's been done since like the New Deal and the Great Society and other progressive programs, you know, that have happened since 1900. And they just want to take everything back to the way it was during the quote-unquote Gilded Age, where Republicans and, you know, oligarchs, basically we had an oligarchy, ruled the country, where there was no taxes on anything before, you know, when the robber barons were around, et cetera. They want to roll back all the rights that we had, that we've come to have since that time. And let's start with women's reproductive rights, for example. So women's reproductive rights. So, you know, there's no doubt that their first goal, or one of their first goals, is to deprive women of their rights to have an abortion or their rights to reproduce or whatever. So they want to oversee a woman's uterus, essentially. And I'm not a woman, but I certainly think that women should have that decision for themselves. Women should be essentially making the decision for themselves whether they can have an abortion or not, not a man. A man can't decide what a woman should do with her uterus, okay? So they've introduced legislation in Texarkana, in Texas, whatever. They proposed a bill that prevent any abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. And then people like stupid fucking Paul Ryan that's running for vice president actually believe that you should not be able to have an abortion in any case whatsoever, even in cases of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. And so these are the kind of people that Republicans want to put into office. So women are voting, for example, this is what I was talking about earlier. Women are actually voting, Republican women, and this is just one of the 30 things I'm going to talk about, but women's reproductive rights. Republican women are actually voting for men to put a man in office, Mitt Romney, as well as Ryan, into office, so that they can essentially tell them that they cannot have an abortion, or tell them when and when they cannot have an abortion. Now, abortions, of course, bring up a lot of other issues. They bring up the, you know, religious issues. They bring up, you know, personal morality, et cetera. So it's not just about a person's, you know, civil rights, most people think. But the fact is that when it comes to our civil rights in this country, one is supposed to separate church from state. So what one's religious views are completely out of the picture. If you're running for office, you know, Mitt Romney, he's a Mormon, believes all this shit, whatever, fine. He believes, you know, he's going to go to heaven and
rule some fucking planet because he's a Mormon, whatever, whatever. He can believe whatever the fuck he wants. But don't let it interfere in how you govern a country that is supposed to be governed without rule of any kind of religion. So these women essentially are going around, they're going to be voting for these people to essentially tell them what they can do with their uterus, or, you know, and I think that's completely wrong. And they also want to be able to force doctors to, if they're going to have, a woman's going to have an abortion, some places want to make it so that they have to see the ultrasound, et cetera. Some people want to make it so they have to have some kind of examination. It's a very intrusive examination. So these are things that most people, I think, if you saw it in a fucking movie or something, you'd be like, what the fuck? I mean, how could you actually condone this? But by voting for a Republican to go into office, this is what you're voting for, if you're a woman, for example. So in terms of, you know, women's rights, obviously Republicans do not have women's best interest in mind. Not only that, it's not just about that, but Obama passed the Equal Pay Act so that women could get paid equally to men in this country. Republicans want to turn that back. They want to turn that over and say that women should not be paid equally because they work in the home a lot or whatever. They have kids, et cetera, and it can create a burden on businesses. When reality is that if you're a woman, it's saying if you're a woman, essentially you're not as good as a man. So because you can't do the job as well because you're a woman. I'm sure most women out there probably would disagree with that. And I know plenty of women who kick ass in the offices. So don't, you know, to say that is ridiculous. But and then the last thing I want to say about this women's thing is that the they also wanted to do the fact that Obama has passed a law so that women pay the same amount for health care as men. Up until now, or up until this act he's passing happened, women had to actually pay more for their health care costs, you know, their premiums or whatever, than men because they're women, because they have to have pregnancies or whatever occasionally. And they're considered to have more, you know, complex bodies or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think that to say that the Republican Party has women's rights in mind is ridiculous. So I'm going to come back and talk more about the environment, talk about gay rights, talk about a lot of other things that the actual Republican Party have wrong and are continuing to attack people on throughout this country. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160, and I'll be right back.
Take a chip in the smoke with the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got some choke up info. Kiss on the clothes, I miss our wills, I can't reform. No God, like Hogan's Hogan, so don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get pushed back.
So we're talking tonight about why the Republican Party truly is a party of evil bigots and bastards and bitches and things like that. So let's see. So the next thing I was to talk about was the fact that they also have – let's talk about the whole birther movement, et cetera. The birther anti-Obama legislation and as well as just the overall anti-Obama sentiment from the Republican Party as well as the Tea Party. And I should say that the Republican Party and the Tea Party have pretty much become one these days. They are melding into one entity. It seems as if they, as I said in the beginning of the show, have become the same thing. So I do think that, the fact that in Tennessee, for example, there's a senator there who introduced a bill that would require presidential candidates to present a quote-unquote long-form birth certificate in order to be on the ballot in the state. So, nearly a dozen other states have done the same thing, including, Texas, where I fucking live, which is a piece of shit state anyway, Arizona, Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska, some other places have done this as well. So the truth is, these kinds of acts and these kinds of things are presented under the guise of protecting the country or whatever, or protecting the Constitution. But the truth is, everyone knows, anyone with a fucking mind will know that the truth is that these things are based or couched in racism or couched in, anti-Obama sentiment, essentially. So, for example, if we had before Obama was elected, for example, there were many, many people in the Republican Party who were trying to get the laws changed, or the Constitution actually changed, so that the president, or so that Governor Schwarzenegger in California could actually run for president after he became governor, because he obviously cannot run for president because he's not he wasn't a naturalized citizen, he's not born here or whatever. So that was always something that the Republicans wanted to do if they were going to use him as one of their people. Of course, he fucked up California and everything, so I'm sure they don't want him now anyway. But the fact is, until Obama came along and actually won the presidency, this is something that the Republicans wanted. And now they're calling for this man who was born in Hawaii, which is part of the United States of America, for those who are not, aware, they want to prove that he is a citizen. Now, would they ask this of Mitt Romney? Have they asked this of Mitt Romney? No. Have they asked this of anyone else? No. Have they asked anyone else for a birth certificate to prove that they're an actual American citizen? No. The only reason they have asked him, and I'm sure anyone with a brain can see, it's because he is a black man whose father was a Muslim. And, of course, people also say he's a Muslim. So Republicans love to spin things and to turn things around to make them apropos for their own uses and their own, agenda. They always do this. So if it's going to behoove them, then they will certainly – do something. Basically, they'll sell their fucking soul if they have to do whatever they can to win. And the truth is, Republicans, I will give my hand up to them. They are fucking amazing until this actual election, anyway, have been an amazing machine of campaigning. They do it so much better than Democrats do it. and they always have. I think the reason is because they play dirty, honestly, and they don't play fair. But I not that all Democrats do either, but I'm just saying overall, Republicans really know how to fucking win elections, and that's why they win a lot. They have a message. They get that message out there, and they stick to it. And so I think that is why they win. But anyway, that's the whole birther thing, and I think that people, you know, if they would actually – you know, when Obama actually did present his actual long form birth certificate, they still said, oh, it's fake or it's altered or it's not real or, you know, there's PDF layers in there, which PDF layers are all PDFs, by the way. But anyway, I mean, all this bullshit about that and all these conspiracy theories, people just will not accept him because he is a black man, actually half black, in the White House. So this just proves in just one very small, minute way how racist the majority of Republicans and the Tea Partiers are. I mean, this is just one example, of course. There are many others. Now, when it comes to actual marriage equality and their anti-gay agenda, let's go into that. Talk about being evil bigots. Well, they don't like black people. They don't like people who don't make more than $200,000 a year or so. They don't like people who are not Christian. Let's talk about that before we talk about the gay thing, the whole Christian thing. So, the Republican Party once was an actual ideology based in, you know, in politics. Now it has become a branch of the evangelical Christianity or Christianity in general. Unfortunately, it has been hijacked by that group of people and has become synonymous with evangelical Christians. So when I think of a Republican these days, I don't think of someone who is, you know, for less government and for personal responsibility. No, I think of an evangelical Christian. I think it's someone who hates gay people. I think it's someone who cannot stand people who are different than they are. And they are always standing up for, you know, speaking your mind and free speech. But when you say something that they don't like, they don't want to hear it. So they have been hijacked, unfortunately, by the evangelical Christian community in this country. And that's something that they started around the time of Anita Hill. Not Anita Hill, I'm sorry. Anita, what the fuck's her name? Lemonade lady, orange juice lady in Florida. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Anita Bryant in the 70s when she was campaigning against gay people because she hated gay people. So that's kind of when they creeped in there and they began to take over the mega churches, et cetera. And so nowadays we have this weird party in our country that's running for our top office that is really ruled by Christian, quote-unquote, I'll say quote-unquote, Christian principles, instead of being ruled by what really matters, which is basically the Constitution. So I think if you ask most people, for example, about marriage equality and the anti-gay agenda that they have, most people will actually say that if you're not a Christian, if you're not a Christian person or not a highly religious person, they'll say, who the fuck cares? Let gay people get married if they want to get married. If gay people want to get married, it's not going to bother me. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Whether they agree with it or not, they don't give a shit. But when you ask someone who's an evangelical Christian or someone who is highly religious in some fashion, they always say, oh, no, it's not. It's a sin. It's a sin. They can't get married. It's a sin. Well, even if that's true by someone's religious belief system, that's fine. Believe whatever you want to believe. There are many religions in the world besides Christianity. And if any of those believe that being gay is a sin, then fine. That's fine. Believe what you want. But to say it's a sin, that's why I can't vote for them to have the right to, you know, be married, then that means you're interjecting into your actual job as a congressman or senator or the president or whatever, your religious beliefs. And we all know that there is a separation of church and state in this country. It is in the Constitution of the United States of America, and yet it's continually trampled on and continually, you know, thrown into our faces. So I really don't understand how Republicans can defend themselves by saying, well, it's a sin. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Marriage is between a man and a woman and blah, blah, blah. Well, actually, marriage has been between a man and a woman, between a man and a man and a woman and a woman and a man and a woman and a woman and a woman and 100 women and harems, et cetera, by kings and other things in the Bible and hundreds of thousands of years. I mean, thousands of years ago even. So it is not something that has always been one way. Marriage has always been something that has changed and evolved over time and with our society. And for example, I'm not going to go into this whole diatribe about marriage, gay marriage and stuff, but I just want to say that essentially marriage initially was about property and the woman was property. And then that was the way that they passed on her dowry and the way that wealth was passed on to families, et cetera. So over time, and people married for political reasons and for money reasons, et cetera. But over time, it has evolved into marrying someone that you love and marrying for creating a family of your own. And that is what it is today. That's what marriage means today. So to say that marriage is this or that or whatever is ridiculous. You know, marriage is defined by whomever is in it. So you cannot define marriage for me, and I cannot define marriage for you. If you want to marry a man or a woman, marry a man or a woman. If two men would get married or two women get married, fine. I don't even give a shit if it's three people who get married. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because it doesn't fucking affect me. You know, what you do behind closed doors is fine with me as long as whom you're doing it is consensual. So, for example, you have to be doing it someone who can consent, which means it's not a child, it's not an animal or something disgusting like that. It has to be someone else of your age, and you know, an adult or above, whatever, and it's consensual. I don't give a shit who it is. Just do what the fuck you want. Just leave me the fuck alone. And so I wish, and that's really the way most Republicans say they believe, is laissez-faire, let people be, and just let the free economy do what it's going to do, let people do what it's going to do or whatever. But really, if it comes to things like this, they're not like that at all. They're no longer so laid back and just let people do what they want to do. No, they're more about controlling people with their own ideals and whatever. So I just want to say that I think that, you know, Republicans honestly have a screw loose. And I'm going to go into that in a minute some more. I take a break, get a drink. I'm sorry. I haven't done this in a while. I've been off the air for a while, so I'm kind of getting back into my groove. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back after this.
Look inside your tiny mind, and look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
so. So tonight we're talking about Republicans and why I feel that they're evil bigots, generally speaking. Now, I want to say not every Republican, as I said in the beginning of the show, do I feel is this way, but I do honestly believe majority of them are. I know Republicans. I have friends who are Republican. I have family who are Republican. And I know that they're not all horrible people necessarily. But I do have to say that there is a disconnect somewhere between their, you know, their political beliefs and whom they may be in their everyday lives. Because I can meet people out and about who are perfectly fine with people who are, for example, gay or whatever, but believe if you have an abortion, or if you're a woman, for example, if you have an abortion or something of that nature, then you're going to hell, and they would never vote for someone who would vote for that, or vice versa, or they hate gay people and they're fine with abortion or whatever. So it's like they're all over the map to me. It's like there's no logic, it seems, between why they believe what they believe. For example, as a liberal person myself, it's pretty simple. I believe everyone has the right to freedom, to the equal amount of freedom that everyone has. You know, it's all about equality for me. Whomever you are, whatever station in life you're in or you're from, you have the right to equality, to equal opportunity in this country. And that's one of the things that our country is founded on and based on. And so that is what, it's pretty simple. Freedom, liberal thought, freedom of speech, freedom of mind, freedom of religion, freedom from religion. If you want to practice a religion, fine. If you don't want to practice a religion, that's fine. But the people who want to practice a religion should not be terrorized by people who are atheists. And people who are atheists shouldn't be terrorized by people who are religious, or vice versa. So I think it's pretty simple. If you're a liberal, it's pretty much across the board. You just think everybody should have the same rights, and that's pretty easy. Black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, you know, immigrants, which we are all immigrants, by the way, here in this country. My family came here in 1709 and has been here ever since. Some people came here yesterday, but both families are absolutely have the right to the same amount of governmental, you know, protection and the same rights in this country. I don't think it's a very difficult, you know, philosophy that liberals have. But when it comes to Republicans, it's always, well, it's okay in this instance. It's okay in this instance. It's not okay in this instance. It's okay in this instance. Or it's okay if so-and-so does it. A white person does it, it's fine. A black person does it, it's not okay. I mean, it's really truthfully obvious that these people pick and choose based on who it is. Now, anyway, I just want to say that. But I wanted to say also about the fiscal side of things, which really is the main point I want to make. People who are Republican vote, as I said earlier in the show, can vote against their own self-interest. So, for example, Mitt Romney wants to what does he want to do? He wants to take away Medicare as it is, as well as get rid of Obamacare, you know, and that sort of thing. And he wants to make it so that people go on a voucher system and they still are forced to buy health insurance through, you know, corporate health insurance or whatever, rather than having a government oversaw one. So he wants to do that, first of all. He also wants to raise taxes on people whom are making under $200,000 a year, which is the majority of the country, FYI. And he wants to give the revenue to people who are making more than that. He wants to give tax cuts and tax breaks to people who are making more than that. So essentially he wants to make it harder for people who are making, you know, very little money, poor people, people who are making an average wage in the middle, to actually get ahead anymore. And that's the problem with Republicans. They feel like if you give people a step up in this country, and I think, you know, Michelle Obama said this at the convention this year, at the Democratic convention. She said that sometimes people just need a leg up in this world. We're not talking about handouts. We're just talking about a leg up. Sometimes people just need a hand. You know what I mean? So you're taking essentially the money from the poor and giving it to the wealthy instead of giving the money from the wealthy to the poor. Now, I'm not saying that people who are highly wealthy should actually give their money away. No, they should just pay their fair share. And all President Obama wants to do is raise the tax rate on the wealthiest Americans to the same tax rate level that it was under Clinton. So
it was 38% now, it would be 39%. That's it. We're talking about a 1% tax difference. They're acting like it's like going to be like a 90% tax difference or something. It's ridiculous. So instead of taking money, you know, from the poor people, we're going to take money from the wealthy, the taxes from the wealthy, and give, because they won't miss it. So, for example, $50,000 a year, someone makes $50,000 a year who really does not make that much money. And so say it's a teacher. She makes $50,000 a year, okay? And she gets taxed, you know, 23% on her income, whereas Mitt Romney gets taxed 13.9% on his. And he makes, you know, I think he made $13 million last year or something like that. So that the difference between those two, you know, like the 7 to 9% difference between what the teacher pays in additional taxes versus what Mitt Romney pays in taxes, is a much bigger difference to that teacher, that 7% of money, than it is to Mitt Romney, who is not going to miss it at all. He just writes it off. Okay. So what's what we're talking about here is giving the money, that additional 1% tax hike, to people for school systems, for roads, et cetera, and for also creating jobs in the middle class. And the Republicans always want to say trickle-down economics, which is such fucking bullshit. So, for example, you know, which all started with Reagan and his idea, really was probably not his idea, but he's the one that promoted it, stated, you know, that if you give money to the – or you give tax breaks to the rich and the wealthy in the country, then they will spend money and they will create jobs, and that will trickle down to the rest of us. In reality, that is not what people do when they have money. When wealthy people have money, they invest it, they send it over, they try to shelter it, tax shelters, et cetera, so they don't have to pay taxes somewhere else. They use it on buying things for themselves, whatever, but they do not create jobs, generally speaking. Corporations don't even create jobs anymore. Why? Because all of the jobs are going overseas. Now, this is something else that Barack Obama tried to do. And I should say that he has tried to do many, many things to improve our economy, but because he's been cock-blocked, essentially, in Congress and by the Republicans, he's not been able to pass any of his economic legislation. One of the things he wanted to do, which has been an amazing, amazing thing for America, was to take, for example, companies like Apple. Apple makes billions and billions of dollars a year on their products. I, of course, am an Apple, you know, enthusiast. I love Apple products, and I always have been ever since before they were really popular when I was a kid. So I get Apple. The thing is, Apple products are all made in China. So they're not made here in the United States. And they employ thousands of people in China to make these products. Also, the revenue from the manufacturing goes to the Chinese economy, not to our economy, generally speaking. So instead, what Obama wanted to do was to take people like Apple, give them a tax break. If they would bring their manufacturing back over to the United States, that same manufacturing thing they have in China, bring it over here to, you know, California, whatever, and he would give a tax break to those corporations, huge corporations like Apple, who did that, so that it would create more jobs here in the United States, and it would also give us more of a tax base, et cetera, and the things we manufactured in America. How many things do you see anymore that are manufactured in America? I know when I was a kid, it was like everywhere. Made in the USA, made in the USA, made in the USA, made in the USA. Now everything's what? Made in China, made in China, made in China, made in China, made in China. So, I mean, it's almost impossible, literally almost impossible to find anything like, you know, made in the United States anymore. It's really sad. And the reason for that is because huge corporations who were supposed to be, you know, trickling down and by hiring more American workers are outsourcing all of their manufacturing overseas, whether it's Apple or The Gap or, you know, whatever, whomever it may be or whatever kind of company it may be. And that is the reason that we have such a deficit anymore, because what we used to manufacture, America used to make so much stuff here. But Republicans want to keep things that way. They want to continue to give tax breaks to corporations, even though they don't need it. You know, corporations like GE, who make billions and trillions of dollars a year, make billion-dollar profits, and don't pay any taxes at all. And that's a lot of that has to do with the fact they have a lot of their stuff overseas. That is wrong. And that is why trickle-down economics does not work. Now, if we the way to fix the economy, and the reason that I disagree with most Republicans, excuse me, is because the way to fix the economy is to focus on the middle class. Why? And also Barack Obama said this himself as well to some degree. You focus on the middle class, maybe it was Clinton, I can't remember who said it, but you focus on the middle class in America, and you give you create jobs, and you give them the money. You actually somehow afford them more money through tax breaks, et cetera, so that means they begin to spend. And America is a consumer-based economy. We're a very capitalistic society. So when you spend in the middle class, that spends and spends and spends and spends, creates more jobs because the companies are making more profits, and they create more jobs, and therefore people at the bottom can begin to come up, and people in the middle can begin to get to the next level, or and so on. And they begin to have a living wage again. They begin to have be able to afford insurance and all these other things. And that's the reason that the middle class is suffering so bad now. They're getting squeezed out. They're squeezed literally. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. And we're going to end up with an oligarchy here where all the poor people are working to support the wealthy in this country. And this is not an exaggeration. This is the fact. These are facts that we should be dealing with here. So I really get annoyed with, you know, people who say this is not true. Last thing I'm going to talk about, we've got about 9 minutes left in the show, is the fact that hold on 1 second. I had to change something. The fact is that in this country, Republicans do not like facts. Generally speaking, Republicans just do not like facts. They like to create their own, reality distortion, as Bill Maher calls it, because what they do is they essentially, if you tell them something that is true, that is factual, that you can prove by looking it up, by actually going online and going to factchecker.org or other places like that, or by reading or, you know, just knowing what is and is not true because you actually research it, you can tell this to a Republican and they will actually say, no, that's not true. Well, no, it is true because blah, blah, blah. No, it's not true. It's like this reality distortion field. No matter what you say to them, you cannot penetrate it. It does not get through. All they want is to have things stay the same. Unfortunately, the problem with Republicans is they want the status quo. They don't want anything to change. Most Republicans want everybody to stay the same, in the same place, and nothing to change or upset the system. And the last thing I want to say about that is this, is that, and this may be an unpopular thing to say, but I say a lot of unpopular things on my show, but, there is such thing as white fear in this country. And a lot of people whom are Caucasian fear that they're losing their power, their grip on power in America, because America once was a country where the Caucasian race was the dominant race in the world, as a matter of fact, and really was the race that actually controlled policy and politics and everything in the world was based on Caucasian people, generally speaking, because of Western Europe doing so well and thriving. So, and then, of course, coming into America. So now, however, as the face of America changes, and it is changing, it's becoming more and more of a quote-unquote minority-based country. And by 2025, it will be primarily Caucasians will be the minority here instead, actually. And the brown people, so to speak, will be the majority. So whether that's Hispanic or black or Asian or whatever the case may be, no longer will they be in power per se. Now, that's going to take a while. But the truth is, as all the statistics show, that is happening. And so I think, and I know, I don't think I know, because I know people, look, my mom's side of the family is from East Texas, and I'm, you know, from her side of the family, and then I understand how they feel and everything else, and they're very, you know, whatever. So I know this is not just something that's in my mom's side of the family. It's also in many other people in the world, especially in Texas and the South, but they fear losing their grip on it. They don't want. They fear what's going to happen if the black people are telling them what to do, or the Hispanic people, or the Asian people, or whatever, because they've never had to deal with feeling like they didn't have control or power. They feel helpless, and I understand that. That can be frightening. That can be a scary thing because things are changing. The entire, essentially, their entire world is shifting, And so that's a lot of the reason that this kind of vitriol and bigotry comes from Republicans is because of that fear. And, you know, I honestly don't think they have anything to be afraid of, because the truth is minorities have been minorities for so long that they know what it's like to be the minority. And I don't think that it's something that they need to fear in terms of, you know, I don't know, not getting their leg up. Maybe in 50 years, 100 years, white people will need affirmative action. I don't know. If that's the case, that's fine. But the truth is Republicans, unfortunately, are evil. That's all I wanted to say on the night show. So I thank you for listening. I hope you have a great night, and I will see you next time. Good night.
They will come.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.